And just like that, the clock takes noon on a Wednesday. And my friends, we are the official over the hump portion of your work week. It's right here. It's right now. Welcome to The Daily, live via our studios in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. We're also brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. Bud Light McUltra and Tri-County Water. Ah, that's good water. TriCountyWater.com. Because you need peace of mind about what's really in your water. And right now, we've got high school basketball. We've got results from girls yesterday to talk about. Guys are in action today with district semifinals. We'll cover that across the board for you for Jackson area teams. We've got MSU going to be in action tonight. We'll talk MSU basketball. We'll talk a little Big Ten, Jackson College basketball. We'll talk that. We've got the Wings in action from last night. We'll talk that. We got a lot. Like I say, you got to bring your stretch pants to the show because, dude, we're full. Right now, let's make our way to our sports line as it is time for our weekly press conference. Oh, speaking of press conferences, Dan Campbell had a press conference yesterday. We're going to have comments from that as well. That's besides the point. Right now, the most important thing you're going to hear all day is the weekly press conference with the DEERUN Deer Run Bucks. So let's go to our sports line and let's welcome in the head of marketing and media relations and I'm sure other duties, Brian Bolaball with the DEERUN Deer Run Bucks. Brian, welcome.
Mark Daly, how's it going?
It's going well. It's going really well.
Are you enjoying this lovely weather we're having today?
I enjoyed it more yesterday. It was a little windy. But I was able to get the flat top out. Haven't used it since before Christmas.
Yeah.
You have one also. And so when it sits for a while, there's always that little sense of, oh, no, did I oil it good enough last time? Am I going to see any rust? So
yeah. I usually don't think about that. You know, no. I try to take care of my stuff.
Well, yeah, but if it sits a while. But yeah.
Did you have a little rust on yours?
Did not.
I thought you said you did.
Did not. No.
Oh, I was just trying to shame you to the old Blackstone community.
No.
Did.
No. I did not have a little bit of rust on mine. We did fries. We just did the store-bought fries, but we did them and got them nice and crispy on it yesterday and did some smash burgers. And mine were turkey. And they actually, you put a little butter on it, like it make it a turkey butter burger. Goes a long way. It's really good. Love it.
Can't go wrong with that. Another for fries that we can get into it is take normal russet potatoes, cut them up into fry pieces.
Yeah.
Soak them in water, rinse them off, and then throw a little cornstarch in there. Then just throw them on there. And then you have nothing that was ever deep fried.
Okay. I like
and
it.
And I did that, and they came out pretty good.
Because I've done that, but I've cut them up into thin little circles before. For like breakfast and put some onions and some mushrooms and stuff in there and kind of, I've done that before as like a little breakfast. So it's pretty much the same thing, just do their circles instead of
cornstarch on them. That okay. Cooks them up a little bit more.
All right, I'll have to do that because I haven't used the cornstarch. I got you. All right. Yeah. We're going to have our own little flat top podcast at some
Maybe
point.
We start a segment. We should Maybe, do that. Yeah. Get sponsored by McUltra.
Why not? And you know what? I enjoyed a couple McUltras out there in the sun yesterday.
I enjoyed some McUltras playing hockey last night.
Well, and let's pivot now because it's not the flat top update. It's the DEERUN Deer Run Bucks update. Let's talk hockey and what I assume is going to be a win that we're talking about today.
Well, you're not the best of assumptions there, Mark, because we got our words you should not use on the radio. Just kick last night, so very, very disappointing loss for the RUN Bucks.
Wow, as the number one fan, that's very disappointing, especially when we're trying to jockey for playoff spots.
Well, I'm gonna go on a little rant and complain here.
Okay,
for those that caught the update yesterday, playoffs were actually supposed to start last night and instead got pushed back a week because we had to figure out the Green New Deal with the referees going on strike, and the administration over there at the ice arena just didn't want to work with them. And so we should have played this game a month ago. Well, a month ago, the Bucks, we were hot, you know. We came out into the new year on fire. Mm. Everybody was showing up, and last night we only had 9 guys. So,
oh, dear.
You know, I think if we have a full team, this game goes differently. But unfortunately, due to the strike and the new deal that had to get placed in order, we had to postpone and play last night instead of a month ago.
Well, now, wait a minute, because you know me. You know how much I buy into conspiracy theories here, okay? Because also last night, the Wings found out that they didn't have Kopp the rest of the season. So how many of the Bucks went up there to be in the Wings for the Wings in case they were called up since they were down a guy?
I think you're off a couple of them hockey there, Mark.
Okay. All right.
Just a smidgen.
All right. You know me. Every conspiracy theory is worth discussion.
Yeah, that one's not.
Okay.
That wasn't. Not even worth conversation.
All right. Fair enough. So, Thank you for the reality check, Brian.
You're welcome. Got to keep you in place.
All right. So what was the final tally there last night at the
end? Yeah, I was gonna break my heart to say this, but it was a 6-0 blowout.
Wow.
And the Bucks, I mean, we've been hot lately.
Yeah.
Plus 7 a game. And, you know, yours truly scoring goals. And Mr. LT McGrady scoring goals. And everybody just getting in on the action. And there was no action last night. A lot of bonehead moves.
That's really going to shorten up this segment because we usually talk about, at length, the goals.
Yeah, we don't really have much to talk about.
Wow.
That's pretty much it.
Was Blair Huff just on fire yesterday?
You know, Blair didn't make it.
What?
He last night.
He must have been there in the Wings for the Wings.
Which, you know, maybe he sat out last night because he didn't want to give up some goals.
Wow. All right.
I think they recruited some subs in there.
Did we have any close goals?
I would say we had a solid 10 to 15 chances to score last night, but we just could not bury one. They have a really good goalie. And he played like the wall of China last night. You just couldn't get by him. Wow. Great wall.
Well, I taught him everything he knows.
Huge, huge wall. Beautiful wall.
Yeah.
They even made us pay for it.
It was the best wall ever, believe me.
The best wall ever.
Oh, man. So, did you need a few... last night didn't sound like a Mick Ultra night. Sounded like it should have been a Stella Artois night.
Last night should have been a Jack Daniels night.
Oh, man.
After that butt kick in there we took.
You know, it's been a long time since I've seen Bud and Jack on the shelves there. Hope they bring that back someday. Or it was Bud and Beam. That's what it was. They had a Bud and Beam mixture.
Bud and Beam, yeah.
Bud and Beam a mixture, yeah. I wish they
would. Not a huge Jim Beam fan.
Well, that was a fun one. I wish they'd bring that back. All right, anyway. So, no goals. Got shut out last night.
No goals. Got shut out.
That's the first time, isn't it?
Yeah, actually it is. First time we've been shut out. I couldn't even tell you the last time I've been shut out in the JHL.
Because we've always had goals to talk about, so it's...
We've shut teams out, but never have been shut out.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm speechless. For someone who's paid to talk, I'm speechless right now, Brian Bolenbaugh. All right, well...
Don't let your bosses hear that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Both improvise.
All bosses are in the building today. All right, so let's break this down a little bit. Is it because of the lack of bodies, only dressing 9 guys? Did, in your opinion, the Bucks not come mentally ready? The other conspiracy theory I'm starting to kick around is because maybe the preview was a little short yesterday. there wasn't enough there to fully hype up the team pregame?
I would say just a couple things. One, okay. Yeah, having the nine guys, that doesn't help. You know, and going back to the pregame, I was a little busy yesterday, so I wasn't able to do the best write-up to hype the team up. So take some blame for myself there.
All right.
But being short-handed, that really hurt. One guy, Cully, who took home the Bonehead Award last week, said he was going to be there last night, and that would have given us an even 10. We only had three on defense. He would have gave us four, and he didn't show up. So I don't know if he just wanted to hang on to that award one more week.
Did he decide? Yeah, I was going to say, did he decide to keep the Bonehead one more week? Maybe.
He decided for himself, apparently.
All right. Well, all right. Well, let me ask you this. Since we don't have any goals to talk about, do we have the big buck player of the game to talk about? Or whatever we were calling it.
Absolutely not.
We don't. No. Nobody.
No.
Not even though you got blown out 6-0, not even somebody on defense that we can highlight.
Derek McCready did block a shot.
Well,
on that one.
Okay. There's a start.
I think his brother, LT, he did too. Besides that, hey, nothing stood out.
All right. Okay.
Nothing at all.
Wow.
Mark, it's a 6-0 loss in the JHL. It's embarrassing. We should, honestly,
all right.
We should all sell our equipment and take up kite flying or something like that.
Next year is going to be the DEEERUN pickleball team.
We don't even deserve to play pickleball.
We're going to be playing pickleball.
Play Scrabble in a nursing home is what we deserve.
Oh, man. All right. So then who gets the Bonehead player of the game?
It's a shared trophy last night.
Oh, wow.
You've seen that thing. You know, that's not something you really want to share.
No, you don't. All right.
I call first.
All right. So, is it going to be shared collectively amongst the whole team, or is it just a handful of players?
Whole team.
The whole team.
Everybody.
All right.
So, wow. The Bucks end the regular season on a down note.
What does this mean for the playoffs?
So the way we're doing playoffs is we're doing a split playoff system.
Okay.
Kind of two divisions. So we're just looking to at least win our division for playoffs, because we only have 2 weeks playoffs and there's 8 teams. So we just divide it in two and play for 2 different playoffs.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Be honest, one's a championship bracket, one's consolation. I think you know what one we're in.
A championship bracket. It has to be. Because we expect nothing else from our dear run Bucks, right?
So just because we lost doesn't mean we can't win a championship.
Right. So we're in the championship bracket, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, good. Because I guess I asked the question with authority, but I wasn't sure what the answer was going to be.
We're in the consolation bracket.
Oh, come on! Come on!
You know, the Bucks, we're trending in the right direction for the 2025-2026 season. You know, we made some free agent pickups there. We've been scouting some guys at the lower level. One guy goes by the name Creepy Joe.
Creepy, okay. He likes the hard
hit. He's a loose cannon, but he can play. And then we got another guy, Mr. Hoffman is his name.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at both of those two to maybe pick them up.
Wow. Okay.
See if they can make the team next year or not.
All right.
Some other prospects in line too, but like I said, we made some free agent signings in the middle of the year.
Okay.
And we expect to bounce back and, you know, do nothing but perform excellence next year and win a championship and start a dynasty that even the Chiefs will hate.
So with the increased popularity of Deer Run's Trivia Night and with the increased popularity of Deer Run's Euchre Night, does that mean there's going to be more room in the salary cap to bring in these players for the Deer Run Bucks?
That's a good question. We were talking about contracts last night, and we're hoping to have some some additional cap revenue to spend for next year on players.
Okay.
So we'll decide all that in the summer meetings.
All right. Okay. Well, then, if it's a consolation game next week, which, you know what? We're gonna cover it like it's a championship affair. And because I know that's how the Deer Run Bucks are going to attack it, right? So who are we playing next?
I don't care what a game's for. I'd still like to win.
Exactly. So
nobody likes to lose. If you like to lose, then you shouldn't play sports.
You should not. You're absolutely
you
right.
Take your participation trophy and go home.
Just go home. Exactly. Yeah. So who do we play next week?
Not sure, because it kind of depended on how the other games fell.
All right.
We needed to win last night, and somebody else needed to lose, and that person actually did lose, I do believe.
Oh, man.
Then if we lost, somebody leapfrogged us. And so it's kind of a bottleneck. We're not entirely sure. So I guess this will be 8:30 or 9:45 next week against, I think we actually might see a rematch of the Fox and Devil's Lake golf course.
Well, last time that worked out well for the Bucks.
Yes, it did. So let's hope maybe we get a nice matchup and can at least get into the last week of the playoffs and
win
something.
All right, man. We're looking forward to it. Well, we'll have to just tease our listening audience to tune in Tuesday for the preview so we can talk about and have in-depth info and detail about the Bucks' preparation and who it is that they're going to be taking down. Most likely taking down the Devil's Lake Birdies.
I do believe that's who we play next week.
So. Okay. All right. Well, we'll find out for sure. We have to let the dust settle, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. All right. Well, Brian, wow, not really the press conference we were hoping for, but it's the press conference we have.
You know, I'm sorry to let the listeners and supporters down. So,
hey, you know that little girl who had the little Bucks sticker on her cheek last night, crying after the loss. She'll bounce back.
Yeah, we'll play for her next week.
Play for her next week. All right, Brian. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for your time, man. Appreciate it.
See ya.
All right, there you have it. Deer Run Bucks dropped probably their most important game of the season last night. Disappointing. Very disappointing. Well, I tell you what, let's get into some more uplifting stuff. We'll talk about some of the successes of our local teams here in high school basketball. We'll do that right after this. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM as we are live via our studios in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. Back with more.
Oh. In a world of darkness, when your hockey team fails to make the championship round and you're forced to cheer them on in the consolation prize.
That's kind of what it feels. It feels like you're rooting for your team in the NIT tournament. It's kind of what it feels like. And but go team! Go team! We support you! Go team! All right, let's get to high school basketball from last night. We're going to start off with girls basketball action. And in the Big 8 last night, Penfield defeated Quincy 30-21. Stockbridge on top of Brighton. Cheryl Stockwell Prep 39-27. Reading beat Colon 41-24. Concord on top of Homer 57-35. Springport got the win over Union City last night 63-47. Chloe Spear, 26 points, 7 assists, 3 steals. Reese Seifert, 15 points, 16 boards. Hattie Gray, 10 points last night, 3 assists, 3 steals. And Brooke Bendon, 4 points, 4 steals. Great senior night celebrating Chloe Brooke and Alyssa Cooley. Now, Alyssa, coming off ACL surgery, she was able to start, and she was able to score the first 2 points. Very classy act by Union City for allowing that to happen. Vermontville, Maple Valley had 31 versus Grand Rapids West Michigan Aviation Academy 27. In the Cascades Conference, it was Columbia 76 on top of Clinton 15. The Lady Golden Eagles hosted Clinton last night in the last home game of the season. The ladies put the pressure on Clinton early. Never really looked back, winning the game 76-15. Gabby Gaydosh led the way. Career high, 25 points. It was a balanced scoring attack. Riley Knapp, 11. Leland Brown, 10. Cecilia Slatt, 9. Molly Sear had 8. And Brer Rose chipping in 7. Next up is Pinckney in the first round of districts Monday at Chelsea. Elsewhere, again, already talked about Concord and Homer. 57-35. Napoleon defeating Dundee 40-28. East Jackson on top of Milan 56-20. And Grass Lake getting the win over Western 69-58. Ypsilanti Arbor Prep 36, Jonesville 29. In the I-8, Penfield 30, Quincy 21, Northwest 49, Grand Ledge 48. Marshall Three Rivers, Marshall getting the 58-35 win. Coldwater over Otsego 48-30. And again, Grass Lake beating Western 69-58. It was St. Joseph on top of Harper Creek 62-39. Sticking with girls basketball. In the white, Adrian on top of Ida 52-51. What a squeaker. Pinckney 44, Ypsilanti Community 33. And again, Jackson splitting up their fan base, making them choose between girls basketball and boys basketball. Ypsilanti Community at Jackson tonight. And the Jackson boys team on Monday, they won their district game against Northwest. So they're in competition in district semifinal action tonight. Oh, no. The whole school is not going to be able to go to Jeremiah. It's going to be this game or that game. Going to have to choose. SCAA East, BD, topped Waldron, 41-38. Jackson Christian got a win over Camden Frontier, 48-30. North Adams Jerome, 68, versus Coldwater Penn Sophia Academy, 34. And Burr Oak beat Tekonsha, 60-14. So that's girls basketball last night for Jackson Area League teams. And a lot of those teams have just one game left. A few of them are done with the regular season. But you'll see some more of those peppered in between here and the end of the week as they're going to have like their final tune-up before the ladies start tournament action next week. So let us get... You know, this is going to be a longer conversation than what we really have time for right here. Because it's a break of the floating variety. We don't have to take it, but I like to take it around this time just so we don't get so backed up at the back half of the show. So here's what we're going to do. Let's cover Jackson College Jets basketball. We're going to take a break. And then when we come back, we'll do, is it a deep dive? Are we calling it a deep dive? We'll take a swim in the deep end, not so much a deep dive, but we'll take a swim in the deep end with boys basketball. That's coming up in just a bit. Right now, Jackson College basketball last night saw the Jackson College women finish the season in dramatic fashion. 74-73 overtime win on the road at Macomb Community College. Kaylana Butler, 22 points, 12 boards. Zoe Bam had 18 points, 10 boards for the Jets. They finished the regular season with a 22-5 record, 13-1 in conference, and regular season MCCAA champs. Next up is the MCCAA championship semifinal at Lansing Community College against Mid-Michigan College Friday, 5:30 for the tip. Not really a home game for us, but it's not that far. I mean, it's just a little north, right? So the women just having themselves and continue to have themselves one fabulous season. The men, on the other hand, their season's over. It's done. It's done. They ended it with a 77-58 loss at Macomb Community College last night. Savon Campbell led all scores. Savon Campbell from the Jets led all scores. He had 20 points on the night. So, yeah, a good one for Savon Campbell. All right, that is going to do it for us right here this time. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to step aside, and when we come back, we'll jump into boys basketball, then we'll pivot over to Big Ten basketball, then we've got some things to cover. We've got wings to cover. We've got Coach Campbell to standing. We got a lot coming at you. So keep it right here. You're listening to The Daily, live from the studios in our McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township.
Back with more after this.
12:34 here at The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM via the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township, and we're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, kettlebell hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. We're also brought to you by Bud Light McUltra
and Tri-County Water. That's good water. TriCountyWater.com, because you need peace of mind about what's really in your water.
And also, Polly's Country Market's on board with the show here, and the weekly savings. They're going to turn the page, and we'll have a new batch of savings tomorrow. But while it lasts, bone-in, whole bone-in pork butt, $1.90 a pound. Yoplait yogurt, protein yogurt, get 5 for $3. And my personal favorite on this front page, Jack's Pizza, 13.8 ounce to 15.8 ounce, original thin pizza. Get 2 for $6. Just remember to take the cardboard out of the bottom before you put it on the oven, okay? Keep it, though. No, seriously, keep it, because it's not going to fit in a regular cookie sheet. The edges are going to get curled up. You're not going to get a cook. So you keep the cardboard, right? And you just kind of scoot it back off the rack onto the cardboard. And then you can cut it on the, there you go. You cut it on top of the cardboard. And it's, you just keep the cardboard. Okay. Take it off. Keep it. Put the pizza back on it. There. I'm glad I was able to share with you my wisdom on the day. All right. So that's Polly's. Thank you so much for your support here on The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. District semifinal action tonight. We're going to Division I, District 12 at Holt High School, where you have Mason versus Holt. Mason is 20-1 on the season. Holt is 10-13. Bottom part of that bracket, the other semifinal has Okemos versus Jackson. That's scheduled to be a 7 o'clock tip time. 15-7 Okemos versus 12-11 Jackson. Let's take a quick look at that MPR. The Michigan Power Ranking, where they take the team's record, their wins versus their losses and their opponent's losses. They kick it into a computer and they spit out a number. And Jackson's number is 551. And Okemos' number is 579. So actually some fairly evenly matched teams in that second game of the doubleheader, Division I, District 12. Division II, District 52. This is where Captain and the Professor are going to be tonight at Columbia. Game number one. This looks like it's going to be a dandy. Michigan Center versus Western. Center comes into this fourth in the Cascades, 16-6 overall. Western, 10-12. And let's be honest, Western plays larger competition than what Center sees. 10-12 on the season. This has the makings to be a really good matchup here tonight. Let's take a look at the MPR. Center comes into this with an MPR of 575 to Western's 544. But that's why they play the game. So, yeah, the MHSAA and their system is giving the nod towards Center on this one, but that's why
They play the games.
Both these teams getting a bye. Didn't have a game on Monday, but they have a game today. Columbia versus Chelsea. Cascades Conference versus SEC White. Columbia comes into this 18-4. Chelsea comes into this 14-8. Let's take a look at the NPR. Chelsea comes in with their NPR. Where is it? 580 for Columbia. Second place in the Cascades. Chelsea, 564. So that's a pretty closely matched contest tonight. Division 2, District 52. All right, let's scooch over to Division 3. We're going to go to District 83 at Dansville. Stockbridge, Dansville tonight. Stockbridge, 18-4. Winners of the Big 8. Dansville, 1-2. And they're 1. That 1 came against Brighton Sherrill Stockwell Prep on Monday. Dansville getting their 1 win of the season in the first round of districts. Bottom part of that has Springport versus Leslie. Springport 13-9. Leslie 10-11 on the season. And let's, you know what? We're going to look at the NPR on this one. Stock Springport comes into this with an NPR of 531 to the 498 for Leslie. All right, so we're going to have the results for you tomorrow, and Leslie's usually good about getting us details on that. Now, these are the games. This is the doubleheader. We're yours truly, and the Connor O'Dockery will be broadcasting live later on today, and it's possible we could have a Drew Gwynn sighting while we're there, too. Lumen versus Napoleon. Lumen. Received the first round bye with their 19-3 record. Napoleon 10-13 on the season. Napoleon having to beat East Jackson to make it to the final. Lumen Christie heads into this contest with their NPR of 637. And they're facing a Napoleon team that's 458 with their NPR. That's game number 1 tonight on 95.9 The Power Cow. More hoops, less bull. Game number 2, 15 minutes after the conclusion. Game number 2 of our doubleheader. Grass Lake Warriors versus Hanover Horton. This is going to be a good one. Grass Lake 21-1 on the season. Hanover Horton 15-8 on the season. Hanover Horton third in the Cascades Conference. Grass Lake coming in first in the Cascades Conference by the skin of their teeth against Columbia. NPRs, Grass Lake. Now they dress 9. They play about 7. Grass Lake comes into this with an NPR of 608. Hanover Horton, 552. Hanover Horton's deep. Now, the last time these guys played, dude, it was the second game of the season for Grass Lake. And they got the 53-48 win. They won by 5 points. In a season when they blew out quite a bit in the competition, Hanover Horton tested them hard early. This is going to be a good game tonight. This is going to be a good one. Hanover Horton on their home court. I mean, this is going to be the game. Of all the district semis that you are able to take in, this is the one to watch tonight. And you'll have it on 95.9 The Power Cow. More hoops. Less bull. All right. Division 3, District 85 at Hudson. Has Hudson taking on Addison? That's a 12-9 versus a 6-16 in Addison, who got the win over Sand Creek barely on Monday, 64-63. Versus Hillsdale, there, the winner there will be waiting for the winner of Hillsdale versus Jonesville on, oh, poopers. It just reset on me. You know what? We're not going to go back to it. We're just going to say, we're going to go on to Division 4. On to Division 4, where it is Hillsdale Academy versus Reading at Concord High School tonight. 5:30 for the tip time there. Hillsdale Academy 17-5, Reading 4-19. Reading getting that win over Camden Frontier on Monday. Bottom part, Hillsdale Will Carleton Academy versus Concord at Concord High School. 15 minutes after that first game concludes, and you've got Hillsdale Will Carleton Academy 17-5, Concord 14-9. Let's look at the NPRs on this one. Concord comes into this one with a record of 14-9, NPR 534. 542 for Hillsdale Will Carleton Academy. And then Division 4, District 119 at Pittsford High School. Game 1, Waldron versus North Adams Jerome. Waldron 16-6, North Adams Jerome 9-13. Jackson Christian versus Pittsford, game number 2 on the night. Jackson Christian 10-12, Pittsford 11-11. Oh, looks like this could be a fairly evenly matched contest. Let's look at the NPRs. I said, let's look at the NPRs. Jackson Christian comes into this. They got an NPR of 430. Their opponent, Pittsford, 432. That's too close to call, as we say in da biz. So that's high school basketball tonight, and we're looking forward to it. Doubleheader tonight, championship game on Friday. My friends, you're in for a treat. Back with more in just a bit. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via, you know what, we got some time. Before we do that, let's go to Big Ten. So last night in the Big Ten, a few games on tap in the Big Ten. Northwest versus Minnesota. Northwestern getting the 75-63 win. It was Wisconsin on top of Washington, 88-62. Illinois, the Fighting Illini, beat the Hawkeyes, 81-61. Now, tonight, you've got State at Maryland. That's at 6:30. Penn State at Indiana. That's at 8:30. Ohio State University at USC at 10:30. Then tomorrow, it's Rutgers at Michigan. And that's the only game. That's the only game on the schedule. Michigan, last couple games out, have been the lone games on the schedule. All right. So Michigan State, Maryland tonight, 8th-ranked Spartans, 13-3 in the conference, 22-5 overall. Maryland Terps, 16th in all the land, 21-6, 11-5 in the conference. They're 4th right now in the Big Ten. So if the season ends today, Michigan, Michigan State, Wisconsin all get first round, all get two byes in the Big Ten conference. The matchup predictor is putting Maryland at 61.1%. The experts in Vegas say Maryland by 4.5. Do they not realize that Michigan State is leading the Big Ten right now, tied with Michigan? I don't get it. This is... All right. You take that MSU team that just beat Michigan. I'm going to assume, obviously we don't know. This is just your humble host assuming here. Let's just assume that basketball is a game of streaks. You get hot and cold. I think that's a pretty safe assumption. Coming off of a hot win versus Michigan, let's assume that that MSU basketball team is able to remain hot on the road and they're able to get that 3-point stroke continuing. It's a win. If this Michigan State basketball squad plays against Maryland like they did against Michigan, it's a win. It's a win. It's a win. It's a win. But they got Maryland at 4.5. Oh. That's wild, weird stuff. Ed, have you ever seen something as crazy as that? Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. All right, MSU is 13-3 in the conference. Michigan's 13-3. Wisconsin 12-6. Maryland 11-5 on the season. And you've got UCLA, Purdue, both 11-6. Illinois is 10-8. And the last above 500 team is Oregon at 9-8. All right, let's step aside when we come back. We got a few other things to touch upon, too. We got Coach Campbell standing by. He talks about his coaches at Indianapolis. And we've got wings to talk about. We got more. We got a lot coming at you. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Via our studios in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. Back with more after this. At 12:54, welcome back to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Wings win, Wings win, Wings win. Two Edvinson goals propelled the Wings to a 3-2 victory over the Wild in Minneapolis. Detroit came back from an 0-2 deficit after the first period to score three unanswered through the rest of the game. Cam Talbot, 22 of 24 shots against him last night. And before the game, the Wings had to deal with a little bit of bad news as Andrew Kopp had his injury. The Ann Arbor native needed surgery. He's going to miss the remainder of the year with a timeline of 4 to 6 months for a left pectoral tendon. He had just played his 700th career game. Jackson Job got up to about 100 on radar, but the Detroit Baseball Tigers did drop the game against the BOs yesterday. He gave up a two-run dinger against a loaded Baltimore lineup in his two innings. Keider Montero piggybacked and hurled a scoreless inning for the Detroit Baseball Tigers. Tigers, today, 1 o'clock here in just a sec, they take on the Twins. Tarik Skubal on the bump for the Tigers. So we're gonna have Detroit Tiger baseball for you here in just a hot minute, okay? Already talked about Michigan State, Maryland, Pistons, Celtics. Detroit basketball. They're looking for their eighth straight win as they battle the second place Celtics. Celtics on a 6-game winning streak. Pistons on a 7-game winning streak. We'll have the deets for you tomorrow on that one. And I do want to share this one with you. Where'd it go? Where'd it go? Where'd it go? Ah, yes. As the Lions, they're feeling good about a potential return of Aiden Hutchinson from the broken leg. New defensive coordinator Kelvin Shepard said he has full confidence that Hutch will be back in full force when the season begins in the fall. Brad Holmes mentioned they're also in the planning stages of an extension for the former Wolverine. All right, and the coach was at the... was in Indianapolis for the festivities there, checking out the players. And, we were there. We were there. We're everywhere. We are perfectly capable of attending regular routine city council meetings, and we also have our microphones in Indianapolis.
I told Ben and AG the same thing when they were leaving, and it was the same thing I was told. The most important thing you'll do as a head coach is hiring your staff. And so I had to do that already one time. And then over the course of, you know, the last 4 years, other coaches that have come and gone. And so this was the biggest, this is kind of the phase two, man. This was the, you know, to reload the coordinators and different position coaches. So I wanted to take my time and do it right. And so, you know, had a lot of interviews, a lot, and really sat them down, got to know them, kind of figure them out a little bit, what they take. The football is there, but it's really about the mesh, the chemistry. You know, I'm big on that. So that was a big part of it. And I think we think we got it right. Go ahead. I know 24. Somebody told me it was 26, but a lot. Yeah, different. Different, yep. Yeah, look, I think this is going to be great for us. You know, Scotty's a huge asset for us, and what it does is, you know, he's an excellent coach, all right? And so now he gets that whole receiver room and the pass game as well. You know, he's going to be a huge part of our pass game, just like David Shaw is going to be. But he's going to have a huge impact. It's been run game, running backs now, and he's coaching more guys, and he'll have a big impact on the pass game.
There it is. That's the coach. That's the coach. He had more to say. Honestly, it's like a 4-minute cut, and we're just, that's, yeah, I'm the one who gets paid for talking, not the coach. So there it is, the coach yesterday at in Indianapolis. So looking forward to more news coming out of that as that weekend progresses. All right, and that's pretty much going to do it for us here today. I'm out of here. Don't forget, high school basketball tonight. We've got MSU basketball here. We've got high school basketball from Hanover Horton on 95.9 The Power Cow and on News Talk 970 tonight. So we've got you covered. Four games featuring local teams right here on your favorite McKibben Media Group networks of stations and online, too. So a lot coming at you. All right, my friends. Let's do it all over again tomorrow. What do you say? We'll be here at noon. Between now and then, stay safe. We will see you soon.